a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 416. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Brian Laundrie is dead. The FBI confirmed through dental records that a skull found in a Florida park yesterday was his remains. Second,
IT experts say there are simple measures you can put in place to prevent crimes, such as one employee being able to assist criminals. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have a small accident on northbound I-15, about 2100 south. Really not a bother. It's out of traffic on the shoulder, but delays are waiting for you in Davis County, northbound I-15. This is between about Burton Lane in Farmington all the way through Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ah, nice one out there with sunshine, 65 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 66 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger, and we have breaking news out of Florida, where the FBI has identified the remains found at a nature preserve. More from ABC's Alex Stone.
And Daria, just coming in right now, the FBI says utilizing dental records, it is now confirmed the human remains found in the Florida park adjacent to the wildlife reserve are those of Brian Laundrie. How he died is not yet clear. The coroner had said identifying the remains could have taken days, but within about 24 hours, this identification was made. Near his remains, his bag and a notebook were found. It's unclear if anything in that notebook will shed light on the case. Daria?
Laundrie had been missing since just after his fiancée, Gabby Petito, disappeared. Her body was found last month in Wyoming. The two were on a cross-country road trip. Laundrie was considered a person of interest in Petito's disappearance. Federal prosecutors must now decide whether to file criminal charges against Steve Bannon. The House voted today to hold the aide to former President Trump in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the January 6th committee. Nine Republicans voted for contempt, including Adam Kinzinger of Illinois.
No one, and I repeat, no one is above the law, and we need to hear from him.
Maryland's Jamie Raskin was among all of the Democrats who voted for contempt.
You can't blow off the United States Congress from your sofa and think you're going to get away with it.
The vote was 229 to 202. CDC advisors have signed off on booster doses of the Moderna and COVID-19 vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson and to clear the way for the mixing and matching of booster doses.
None of us individually can predict what may happen next, and none of us individually can know exactly what to do. But together, we can be prepared and make the best recommendations to protect the greatest number of people.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky will have the final say. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth and our coverage of Brian Laundrie's death continues. The search is over. Remains found in a park not far from his home, as you've been hearing, are confirmed to be his. Former FBI agent Greg Rogers joins us live now on the KSL Newsline. Thanks for coming on the air. Greg, where does this investigation go now? Does it stop?
No, I don't think so. I think the homicide portion likely stops, but it's not stops, but wraps up. It would be a better way to put it. There'll be psychological profilers involved in trying to figure out, to the best that we can, what happened. But the investigation continues because into the parents, quite frankly, about how they knew. I mean, he was in a very remote location, underwater. I mean, it's how they knew where he was, which they did. They took the searchers right there. Needs to be looked at.
Given your FBI experience, is it very possible these parents could face charges now?
Yes. It's, you know, I'm that's, of course, just my opinion. But they had they taken him there, which is, you know, likely, had they taken him there, even if they knew that he intended to kill himself, they didn't come forward with that information for weeks and weeks. Huge amounts of assets and funds have been spent trying to find him when they most likely now it appears they knew where he was the whole time. So it's also likely that they gave false statements to investigators about that. Those are charges for lying to federal agents. There are charges for aiding and abetting and assisting someone to run, even if they knew he was going to kill himself. Yeah, they face multiple charges.
Sounds like a laundry list of possible charges. Do we ever learn at any point how Brian Laundry died?
I think we learn that from the parents. I think it's going to be difficult to prove forensically, absent maybe if there was a firearm involved. I don't know. Again, I'm just guessing about this. But if there were a firearm involved and there were damages to the bone structure, which the bones evidently still exist, certainly the head does because they got the dental records, that's one thing. But if he had strangled himself or poisoned himself or something like that, you're never going to be able to determine that forensically, because my understanding is they're just bones. I mean, he'd basically been food for animals in that swamp area for weeks. So there's not going to be obviously any, you know, serology, any blood work, anything like that. They're just bones.
A gruesome end to a case that might leave behind many questions. And we thank you for your answers. Former FBI agent Greg Rogers on the Newsline. Thanks. KSL News Time 421. Let's get to Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
We are starting to see delays on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, starting at 53rd South. But by the time you're hitting 90th South, right back to the posted speed limit. An earlier accident northbound I-15, about 2100 South. You have one vehicle in the Gore area. The others are over to the right shoulder. It did cause a little bit of backup as you're going from the I-80-201 interchange to downtown, but we're in good shape on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Michelle?
Well, a little thicker traffic. This is southbound I-15 from American Fork into Pleasant Grove. For drivers on Pioneer Crossing, seeing a little bit of delay just west of I-15. Also, some stack-ups for drivers headed northbound on Redwood Road in Saratoga Springs. Steve?
And southbound Foothill Drive, a little busy between 13 South and looks like Stringham Avenue as you approach the I-80 ramps there. Northbound I-15, a little slow as well from downtown up through 6 North. Then you're back to good speeds. Really packed in now. Northbound 15, I should say, packed in now from Kaysville up to Clearfield. And southbound I-15, slow Riverdale to Roy. And for those on northbound Highway 89, you've got the usual slowdowns at SR 193 up to the I-84 ramps. Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen or bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank. Good for now, and then later maybe not.
Well, what a glorious day out there. Temperatures in the upper 60s with tons of sunshine, and hey, we desperately need water, so no complaints about rain or snow. We need it. We're in a horrible drought, and every drop counts. But tonight, 45 for the low. Increasing clouds, 69, partly cloudy on Friday. But we do get a storm in here Saturday, Jeff. Look for valley rain, some mountain snow, highs in the 50s. Lows dip into the 40s. Sunday will be an in-between day, mostly cloudy, a little breezy. We'll get back to the low 60s ahead of a storm that will come in midday Monday. Valley rain, mountain snow lasting into Tuesday. Temperatures fall back into the 50s. So two storms over the next 7 days. If we can just do that for the rest of the year, we'll be in good shape for our drought.
All right. Meantime, open the windows. It's 66 degrees. Thank you, Kevin. KSL News Time 424.
Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's pain and discomfort from ill-fitting appliances, the messy glue, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day at Stubbs Dental. You can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning permanent teeth that will take your life, your health, and your smile to a whole new place. Feel confident and love your smile once again. Stubbs Dental has an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons with the experience and skills you've been searching for. Stubbs Dental was just named the best dental practice of Northern Utah for 2 consecutive years, and they're now Gebhardt approved. receive 20% off your all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary, no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental also offers zero-down financing for well-qualified buyers. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your all-on-4 dental implant procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com. StubbsDental.com.
Are you a business owner trying to rebound after this past year? Or maybe your business received a PPP loan and needs more money? MoFi can help. MoFi is a nonprofit lender dedicated to helping small business owners across the Rocky Mountain West who can't get a loan from a bank. Right now, MoFi has a special low-interest loan called Thrive. These funds are available to businesses that were open and profitable before 2020. A MoFi Thrive loan can be used in a variety of ways, like purchasing new business equipment, building up inventory, tackling that long-awaited construction project, or even just covering day-to-day expenses. The best part? Thrive comes with low-cost, 3% interest-only payments for the first 2 years, giving your business the time it needs to rebuild and grow. Loans are available up to $100,000, and the application is fast and easy. Get started today at MoFi.org. That's MoFi.org.
KSL News Time 426. We're watching Utah's Money. Brought to you by Central Bank. Home sales keep rising. September saw a 7% increase in sales of existing homes. The median price nationwide is now $352,000. Prices have been rising for 115 straight months. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 6 points to 35,603. The S&P was up 13 and the NASDAQ gained 94 points. KSL News Time, 427.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. What's the most important skill you can learn in training or in an MBA program? It's a skill valuable to you, your family, your employer, even your community. I call it to be future-ready. A future-ready parent reacts more quickly to a child's needs. A future-ready employee can anticipate new career skills and pivot sooner. A future-ready leader sees over the horizon and anticipates the coming changes. Being future-ready involves not being too loyal to the past and the ability to do synthetic thinking around the future. Creative synthetic thinking is a product of formal and informal education. Get a formal education that'll make you future-ready at Utah State University in our MBA program. Go to UtahStateMBA.com. That's UtahStateMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I hear your talk about a lifetime service guarantee. Free? Really? Please help me avoid all your fine print and be honest about what free means. You understand that we should be very wary of a free offer? Signed, Skeptical. Hi, Skeptical. I remember 22 years ago when we started PC Laptops and our lifetime service guarantee, people thought it was too good to be true. Well, you know, after a decade, people started believing me a little bit. But you know, it's been 22 years of having the privilege to serve our friends and neighbors like you. Our lifetime service guarantee has become the most trusted warranty in the industry. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop computer for $799 with a lifetime warranty. Check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Here's to seeing you soon, Skeptical.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.